What is the Bible about? If you were to ask that question of a dozen people, you'd probably get a dozen different answers. But if you were to ask the Apostle Peter, this would be his answer. To Jesus Christ, all the prophets witness that through his name, whoever believes in him will receive remission of sins. That's found in Acts 10, verse 43. And from that passage and others like it, we learn that the entire Bible is centered on Jesus Christ and his gospel. This is Gospel Talk with Pastor Wes Breidenhoff. We invite you to join us this afternoon as we consider God's Word and what it reveals about Jesus Christ and his wonderful good news. Here's Pastor Wes Breidenhoff.
Well, a good Wednesday afternoon to you. Welcome to another edition of the program. Well, this week on Gospel Talk, we've been going through some passages from the book of Acts. And today I'd like to look with you at Acts 4, verses 18 to 20. And they called them in again, they being the Jewish religious leaders and them being the apostles. Then they called them in again and commanded them not to speak or teach at all in the name of Jesus. But Peter and John replied, "Judge for yourselves whether it is right in God's sight to obey you rather than God. For we cannot help speaking about what we have seen and heard." You know, when we visit with our friends, spend time with people who are close to us, I think one thing that we do a lot of is a lot of talking. And what do we always have to talk about? Isn't it true that we have to talk about other people? And we do it incessantly, on and on. We feel like we have to talk about other people. And of course, most of the time that we're doing that, we're not doing it in a good way. We're not doing it in an upbuilding or edifying way. Usually, we're doing what the Bible calls gossip. We are saying things that are bad about other people. Doesn't matter whether it's true or not. The truth or falsity makes no difference. The fact is, anytime we say anything that's not upbuilding and edifying about other people, we're gossiping. But for some reason, when we get together and we socialize, we feel oftentimes like we have to. We're compelled. We're driven by something or someone to do that. Well, in this passage here in Acts chapter 4, the apostles Peter and John were also compelled. They also had to speak. They could not shut up. But they were saying good things. Peter and John had healed a lame man. We talked about that yesterday. They did that in the name of the Lord Jesus. And then they preached about Jesus. They preached that the Lord Jesus had risen from the dead. He had been on the cross. He died. He spent 3 days in the grave. And then he rose again. And when they preached about that, that made the Jewish religious leaders, the Pharisees and the priests, that made them furious. Their blood was boiling. And so they had Peter and John put in jail in an effort to quiet them. Then the next day, they spoke with them. They told them that they had to stop preaching about Jesus. But Peter and John had to talk about the Lord Jesus. And they had to do it in a good way, in a positive way, an upbuilding way. They wanted other people to believe in Christ. They wanted other people to rest and trust in him as their Savior. They wanted other people to hear about what they had seen and heard. You see, friends, God was compelling Peter and John to speak about the good news of Jesus Christ. They had to speak about what they had seen and heard. Now, first of all, let's consider the question of what Peter and John exactly had seen. Well, these two apostles had been with the Lord Jesus for about 3 years. In that time, they'd seen him do lots of different things. They had seen Jesus heal many people. They were there that day in Bethany when the Lord Jesus raised Lazarus from the dead. That was a miracle, something that was unheard of. But the biggest thing, the most important thing that they saw the Lord Jesus do was suffer and die and then rise from the dead after 3 days. Peter and John were on Golgotha, and they saw Jesus' dead body hanging on the cross. And then later on, they were there at the tomb, and they saw that the tomb was empty. There was no one there. They could hardly believe their eyes. And later on, both Peter and John saw Jesus alive. They saw where the nails had gone into his hands and feet. Peter and John, both of them, had seen the hole in Jesus' side where the spear had pierced. They could see that this was really Jesus standing before them alive again. Right before this passage here in Acts 4, Peter and John were preaching about the resurrection of the Lord Jesus to the people. And that's why they were arrested. They were arrested by Jewish leaders who didn't believe that anybody would rise from the dead. And so those people said, Jesus could not rise from the dead. Peter and John, you're liars. You're not just mistaken, you are lying. But Peter and John kept on telling what they saw. They saw the empty tomb. They saw Jesus alive again. And friends, that is an important part, a central part of the gospel, of the good news about Jesus Christ. Jesus rose from the dead. That means that the Lord Jesus has victory over sin and death, death being the consequence of sin. Without Jesus' resurrection, without him rising from the dead on the third day, there would be no good news for you and no good news for me. Peter and John, they saw it. But the reality is that we haven't. I haven't, neither of you. We didn't see Jesus rise from the dead. But listen to what the Lord Jesus says in John 20, verse 29. Blessed are those who have not seen and yet have believed. Blessed are those who have not seen and yet have believed. We haven't seen Jesus. But he says that we are blessed, that we receive good things from him if we still believe in him, despite not having seen him. Peter and John saw it, and they put it down on paper. Today, it's in the Bible. Anybody can read what the Bible says and believe it. And friends, we must believe it. Believe what Peter and John have seen. Believe their witness. Believe that the Lord Jesus has risen from the dead. Rest and trust in him, and you will be blessed by God. You'll also be blessed by God if you believe what Peter and John have heard. They said that they could not help but speak of what they have seen and heard. Over their 3 years with the Lord Jesus, Peter and John heard many words come from Jesus' mouth. Now, which words of the Lord Jesus do you think were the most important? What was the most important thing that Jesus came to say? Listen to what he said in John 6:47. I tell you the truth, he who believes in me has the life that lasts forever. In John 14:6, the Lord Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. Jesus Christ came to this earth for one purpose, to bring glory to God by saving sinners, by rescuing people who were doomed for destruction. That was his message. His preaching and teaching were about salvation. He wanted people to believe in him so that they could be saved from going to hell. That, friends, was what Peter and John had heard from Jesus. And in their ministry, they kept on preaching the same message. In Acts 4, verse 12, they preached and they said, you cannot be saved by anyone other than Jesus, for there is no other name under heaven given to men by which we must be saved. Peter and John preached the exact same thing that they had heard from Christ. They kept on saying that there was only one way to get right with God. Peter and John said that the only way anyone could be right with God was through faith in Jesus Christ, through resting and trusting in him, through saying, I am a sinner, I have broken God's law in every way, but I have a Savior who has paid the penalty for me. I have a Savior who has lived a perfect life in my place, and his name is Jesus Christ. And where he is, there I will someday be too. They had to talk about what they had heard from their Lord and Master. Now let's think for a moment, reflect together about why they had to do that. Before the Lord Jesus went up into heaven, he gave one last instruction to Peter and John and the other apostles. Jesus told them that they had to go and tell the good news to everybody. We sometimes call that the Great Commission. And the classic form of the Great Commission is found at the end of the Gospel according to Matthew, in Matthew 28. They weren't allowed to keep quiet. They had to go and they had to speak. And to help them in doing that, the Lord Jesus gave them the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit was poured out on the church at Pentecost. The Holy Spirit had been poured out on Peter and John. And he worked in them. The Holy Spirit worked in them so that they wanted to talk. The Holy Spirit made it so that Peter and John could not keep quiet, that they were compelled to talk about what they had seen and heard with Jesus. And friends, the same Holy Spirit also lives in our hearts if we believe in the Lord Jesus. And if we believe in the Lord Jesus, then we also have to listen to what he said about telling the good news to everyone we can. It means that looking to him in faith with his Holy Spirit living in our hearts, we can't keep quiet. We have to talk. And what do we have to talk about? What are we compelled to speak about? Oh, we should talk in a way that shows what's most important to us. You know, if we're always talking bad about other people, gossiping, we're showing what's most important to us. We show that gossip is the most important thing in our lives. We enjoy talking about how other people are so good, but so bad, and by implication, how we're so good. We show that our hearts have not learned to be humble. Instead of talking about other people, we should learn to talk about Christ and about the gospel. That means that we learn to use our mouths to speak in a good way, in an edifying way. We have the chance, we'll talk about what we've learned from the Bible about Jesus. We'll take every chance we can get. We'll pray for those open doors, and when those open doors come, we'll take them. But even otherwise, our talking should always show that we believe in him. For instance, we don't use God's name in vain. Don't abuse it. Never talk about how other people are so bad compared to us. We'll try to build people up instead of tearing them down. If we believe in the Lord Jesus, then God is pushing us to speak in a good way. Ephesians 4:29, don't let any unwholesome talk come from your mouths, but only what is helpful for building others up according to their needs, that it may benefit those who listen. Living in that way, you'll bring glory to God. Well, that brings us to the end of today's program, and I hope that today's program has been profitable for you, that it's been beneficial in some way, and I hope you'll join me again tomorrow, same time, same place. Till then, may God bless you richly in every way.
You've been listening to Gospel Talk with Pastor Wes Breitenhoff. Our prayer is that this broadcast has been a benefit to you, shining gospel light on your daily path. This broadcast comes to you courtesy of the Abbotsford Canadian Reformed Church. The Abbotsford Canadian Reformed Church warmly welcomes visitors each Sunday at 10 a.m. and 2:30 p.m. We're located at the corner of King and Mackenzie in Abbotsford. You can find more information about the Abbotsford Canadian Reformed Church at our website, www.abbotsfordchurch.com. Again, that website, www.abbotsfordchurch.com. You can also write for more information or to let us know if this program has encouraged you in some way. Email us at gospeltalk@hotmail.com. That's gospeltalk, all one word, at hotmail.com. You can also call us toll-free 1-866-288-1087. Once again, that number, 1-866-288-1087. Thanks for listening today. This has been Gospel Talk with Pastor Wes Breitenhoff.